Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey everybody, sorry this one's coming out a little late, but I have just been poring over the latest GFS and Euro models, kind of trying to figure out what this next tropical wave is going to do. It's really kind of out there because it's just being elusive. So let me start with the surf report today on Wednesday. Hey, guess what? Shin to knee high, not too much going on. Coming in about 7-8 seconds from the east northeast. Winds are going to be gentle, but onshore. It's going to be another one of those big board kind of days. Thursday, surf is going to stay on the small side, 8 seconds. And again, coming in from the east, but we have light offshore winds for Thursday, so it's a touch cleaner. Now expect the same conditions for Friday, staying small, but for this weekend, we should be getting some kind of a bump. I'm just not sure what yet. Basically, we have this tropical wave that's coming towards us, and it's going to do one of two things, depending on if you're going to go with the Euro or the GFS model. If we go with the Euro model, it's going to swing off the east coast of Florida, and that's probably going to bring us some surf. It's going to be a little close to us, so it's not going to be like, you know, these great, you know, 10, 12 second long period waves. But, you know, probably like waist plus 7 to 8 seconds, something like that. Now, if it goes with the GFS model, it's going to swing up into the Gulf. It's going to kind of stay south of us, go through the Caribbean, and come up in the Gulf. And that's just going to bring us kind of like onshore, most likely southeast winds. So wind swell, probably again like 8 seconds or so with onshore winds. Now, this is going to 100% depend on how much this tropical wave strengthens over the next 2 days. If it's stronger, it can overcome this high pressure, head north, and stay in the Atlantic. If it's weaker, the high pressure will keep it to the south, at which point it'll go through the Caribbean and kind of into the Gulf, where it'll probably strengthen a little. Again, either way we go, I doubt we're going to see more than a tropical storm right off the bat. But now the GFS is going to be kind of the worst route for it to go, because if it does go through the Caribbean and comes up in the Gulf and strengthens, it's going to come back over Florida. Right now the GFS is saying north of Cedar Key, but if you fast forward a few days, that high pressure is going to block it out, so it's just going to camp out kind of over Florida, a little bit into the Gulf side more, and then eventually it's going to go back in the Gulf and then swing up north kind of, you know, into Louisiana. Now, that's kind of a worst case out of these two scenarios, because that's going to dump a lot of rain on us. Because if it sits kind of in the Gulf enough just to pick up that moisture, we're going to be on the dirty side of it. We're going to be on that right side where it dumps all that moisture. So expect a lot of rain, probably some flooding. Again, not so much for the winds, but definitely a lot of rain. So yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on this. Friday, I should be able to give you a lot better idea what it's going to do. So until then, check those cams for the surf. Not too much going on out there, but it's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.